that. He was usually called an engineering notebook, and they would have one just on timers, just one on power supplies, one on integrated circuits. He did do a lot of books for them. I only did two.
Oh, was that you, Mel, and what did you say again?
Hey, Dick, I bought every one of them after that WS one.
You're still connected to the internet, WHOYY.
So I see. Transmit.
Good morning, Smith Hit, K4IW, WDC, W coming directly into 375.
Hell, hell, the gang's all here. I'm going to do a quick calculation on this piece of wire.
This is WS1. I bought 10 of them, 10 of his books there.
Oh, boy, they were great books. You know, Dick, I used to use those books to design circuits. You may think it's funny, but you know what? It was a good, quick reference, guys. There were yellow cops. There were yellow covers. Remember, there were yellow-colored, Paul?
Thank you, Doc. I bought the big one first, and I bought every last one of the little ones. I bought the op-amp. I bought the science project one, the digital circuit one, the 555 timer that Mel told me about. Opto-electronics. It just went on and on. Semiconductor circuits, it's unbelievable.
People would laugh. They think you're an engineer and you have those things. They were great. They were just easy. You picked them up, you looked at it, you needed the circuit. Yeah, obviously you would do your own engineering. They're on a hobby level, but hey, they got you into the ballpark. How you doing, Dick?
Calculating. Be back in a minute.
How am I making it in? I'm actually keying up two machines here. I'm running 50 watts. I'm on my remote base, and I'm. How am I making it into Zelda? Because this is coming in from Queens.
Both of you guys, GFQ, a beautiful signal to Zelda WS.
Are you talking about me?
Is out there, but if he wants to join in, he can come over on my machine to make it in on UHF if he wants to stay in the queue. So
okay, I have some interference here, but I think we can live without that. Who and anyhow,
and to and your audio is beautiful, loud signal, wonderful. All stations, very good.
Yeah, thank you. I will have to check my SWR. It's not really good here. All right.
I turned it back on for a few minutes.
What, Limelock back on?
Yeah, I turned 85 back on.
Calling in 2000. How are you, Eric? Haven't spoken to you in a while.
Oh, I'm fine, Howie. WBJWWK today.
There's a few commercial projects floating around that started life as his op-amp books, WA5BJB.
I'm not that big of a fan of him. You know who has a good op-amp book? Dr. Young. I think it's Dr. Young. I think as far as men was a little lacking on the map, but I like the Young book, and there's the Timer cookbook, the Green book, and the TTL cookbook by Lancaster. Anybody remember Lancaster?
I like the men's books because I was lacking on that, so I thought it was great.
Well, I found a couple of mistakes. He took some liberties. He sounded like, you know, one of the things he did with, like, TTL logic, he would put an LED, and he did it sometimes violated some of the rules of TTL logic. It would work, but then you might destroy the chip. And it was great. They were good books for what they were, but I like Lancaster a little bit better. But that way, I had all his books. I liked his books. Hey, I got them in the 70s and the 80s. That's when Radio Shack was a real place. I don't know if Radio Shack still sells that stuff. I haven't been into Radio Shack in a long time. Paul.
Understood, yeah. I don't think they have it. I haven't seen it any time I've been in there. So, the only thing I was mad about is I couldn't get any 555, you know, for time at Circus. I had to get 556, which was dual time. Things changed a little bit, but, you know, you couldn't go exactly the way he laid it out, but otherwise it was good.
I all my I had from DigiKey. I find DigiKey to be a good place. You ever deal with DigiKey?
I see them, you know, advertised and thought about it many times, but I've gotten by without it. Do you think they still sell the triple fives? I mean, do they go back that far for the time of circuits, or is that over?
I think closer. It's a bit cheaper.
You can get the 555Cs, which is a CMOS version. Sure you can. 555 is still a currently made device.
Closer. It's a bit cheaper.
I see, you know, I read QRC all the time. Everybody goes to DigiKey. I should do the same. Very good. Yeah, thanks for that info. Let's see if Alex is still here. This is WS2M.
Yeah, I'm here. I think Mouser is a bit cheaper than DigiKey. I think I doubled with somebody. I thought Mouser is cheaper than DigiKey and
20. Alright. There's a guy in Texas, so I'll say hello to the station in Texas. WD2HWW.
Yeah, DigiKey sounds good. Yep.
Yeah, it was enough to give me the circuit doing what I needed to do. I needed an amplifier on the antenna for a really high-speed antenna measurement thing. I was, believe it or not, making measurements on the antenna, the tips of which were traveling at Mach 9.5. That was a fun one. No, they don't sell the books anymore. They seem like Radio Shack isn't doing much more than trying to sell cell phone subscriptions. They had some books on television antennas, and I wrote the books for them on television antennas. That's about it. WA5BJB.
I was just going to add something. This is K2KEY.
Hello's out there. Dick, you have a nice week.
K2RAW, WD2HWW. I hear Mel, Howie. Go ahead, Mel.
Before I leaving, I was going to say also, I had a thing with a Radio Shack before they stopped getting, getting out of this type of thing, like Forrest Mims' book. And I was involved with writing a book on practical electrical math. Simple, like I was just explaining. Practical electrical math, but it never went through, Paul, over.
Oh, what a shame. That's hard to believe. maybe they were just getting out of it, Mel, but I can't imagine them turning it down. Maybe they saw no need for it, especially if they did away with members. I had to let the ID go by. I love CW. Back to you, Mel.
Okay, well, you know how I've done the tutelages on the air here with, like, the Smith chart, DBs and all? Well, I did a thing like that you could take these different electronic problems. Each one I illustrated every kind of electronic problem. And all you had to do then is substitute the figures in, the resistances, or the capacitance values, or whatever it happened to be, inductance, whatever it happened to be. And then you'd be able to solve it the same way as I did with every practical use of the Smith chart, Paul. So that was what it was based on. In other words, my Smith charts that I did here at Tutelage, I get many feedback telling people telling me that they just pick out the appropriate one of the 10 that they need, put their figures in, and use my procedure. Over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would have been better. Just to tell you the truth, I got a little lost with the Smith charts. I followed that the best I could as you were going from week to week. But a book would have been better, you know, or something across the internet at the same time when you were talking. That would have been good. What I still have here is the charts with the sine waves and all, where you were plotting the sine waves up and down, and oh, that was good. That I followed all the way through. But the charts were a little hard. That book would have been good for that, though.
Roger. Okay. I started a lot of these things, but they never went anywhere, so I gave up on them. I just don't pursue it anymore. I guess maybe I just don't know how to really phrase things properly. I'm not a great writer. I'm a hunting picker on a keyboard and all, so I just sort of abandon it and never think about it anymore. I've got too many refusals of manuscripts and all in the past from different magazines and all, so I sort of said not worth the effort anymore. Okay, with that, 73, getting late, got things to do tomorrow. Take care, guys. Nice pleasure to talk to everybody, as always. This is K2KEY. Good night, all.
Buddy, WBT, Soviet, I'm going to drop the link. Good night, Eric. Good night, Mal. And good night, Dick. Well, good morning, WBT, WW, clear.
73, Howie, and Tom, Mal, you wanted me to pick the would have been, you know, been good with arrows pointing to what you were talking about and all. That would have been, you know, well, I mean, I'm visual, you know, so. That would have been very good. That would have worked. Hey, not too late to give up. Somebody would publish it. 73 Mal, 73 Howie, WS2N clear.
Paul, good night, Kent. Good night, Howie. Good night. We'll see you all next week, hopefully. Take care. 73 is all.
Good night, Mal, NCGRC.
Howard, where are you doing? Are you still up?
I'm still up. I was just on the computer listening to another good TechNet online, just doing some research on camera lenses here. That's about it. Had a fun time at B&H today. Nice candy store.
Figured as much. That's quite a place. All right. Don't you have to go to work tomorrow?
I don't wake up all that early. I wake up about 7:30 tomorrow morning. Not too early.
It's after midnight. All right. I need more beauty sleep than you, I guess. All right, Howie, I'll catch up with you during the week. Happy I had a good time today because miserable weather. I guess there was nobody in the city been walking around.
Actually, the city was quite a bit busier than I thought it would be, but it wasn't crazy busy. I can only imagine if it was a nice day, it would have been a lot busier. But yeah, that's a fun toy store, Mel. I think any techie person out here would really enjoy B&H, even if you're not really that techie. I don't work for the company in any way, but it's definitely a fun toy store, and you're able to have a hands-on, you know, test on a lot of the equipment that you're looking for. It's not only camera stuff, it's other computer gadgets and things of that nature, you know, for the TV and recording industry, things like that. All right, Mel, I guess I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
They still got all those telescopes there?
Oh, yes, indeed. You can go with the lower-end one or go up to a really high-end Celestron or Mead. Or, there's a whole slew of other manufacturers that they carry. I can't even think about it. forget about getting a telescope. That's something I'd really want to do, but that's another expensive proposition.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I used to look at them with my tongue hanging out. Some of them are really phenomenal instruments. All right, Howie, talk to you Tuesday night. N2GOT and KEY.
I pretty much have it settled on one of the Canon L-rated lenses that I'm looking for, and I'm either going to get it there or a local business that I deal with through my company. I'll probably get a little better price on it. It's referred to as an L-rated lens. It's better optically, and it should be good for the air show that I'll be going to and taking some other far away shots. Definitely has the range that I'm looking for. All right, Mel. It was fun speaking on the mobile today, and I kind of just took a ride over there on the spur of the moment, you know.
Very good, Howie. Yeah. I know you enjoy it every time you go there. Right, we'll catch up with you. Yeah, someday I have to get you to make some pictures here. People drive me crazy. Why do they want to see what I look like on QRZ? I don't know why, but I've had so many requests. I said someday I gotta get somebody with a good camera to come over and take some pictures and be able to put it out on QRZ. I don't even know how you do it, to tell you the truth, but all right, we'll do it some other day, sometime. 73, take care.
Hey, Mel, I think you need probably somebody to compose the picture properly. You don't really need a high-end camera for that sort of picture. You can use a basic point-and-shoot digital camera, and it'll work fine to take a picture of you and your shack. So I'd be more than happy to do that any convenient time you want. So, all right. I was also over at a friend's shop. Tony met up with me later on. By the way, he took the train over to Manhattan and went to a friend's shop. She has a grooming shop over on 10th Avenue in Hell's Kitchen, so that was nice. Hadn't seen her in a long time. All right, Mel. Speak to you later on in the week. K2KEYNCGOT.
Hey, we'll catch up with you. 73. K2KEY now. You are in peace.
The 12:19 a.m. 73.
Oh, there we go, finally. Mel, did you write that and then try and sell it to Candy, or did their publishing company contact you on that, WA5BJV? Mel, who did you talk to on that book for Candy?
K2KEY, are you still there? He's gone. It's Paul, WS1.
Yeah, Tandy has a, they work through one particular publishing company, and they sell the book to Tandy and then have somebody write it or edit it or take the subject there. So they actually feed it to Tandy. Tandy themselves doesn't do anything. They're certainly an interesting company. Just a few miles to the west of here. WA5BJB. Have fun, guys.
Fine business. Well, they'll prevent Mel stuff that does. He's really got it together. So, okay, real good. 73, WSBenster.
The time is 12:21.
K2RAW, WA2RAY, you still listening over this frequency?
Disconnected.
Connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the New England Reflector, 912.
Channel 6.
ULP 1. The time is 1:15 a.m. Monday, May 4, 2009. Lock. The time is 1:23 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30.